Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This might be the news. My name's Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend James.
Hello.
And my friend Lauren.
Hi.
And we're going to be looking at some of the biggest news stories to come out of this week. And, well, we had a bit of choice this week as to what to pick, but I think the most obvious one, and I can't believe we've never talked about this in the many, many episodes of This Might Be the News. We're going to talk about the US presidential elections, specifically this week's debate, and there's only one way to tackle it. It's the facts.
Facts.
So, did you guys watch it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've watched it.
I mean, first of all, I just found it so much more engrossing and compelling than anything that goes on in UK politics.
I think anything with Donald Trump in is engrossing, just because it is watching a human car crash.
There's so much more of a showbiz feel to it when they've got the audience, even though they keep telling them not to clap, they can't help themselves.
America!
Yeah.
Like, no one cheered Cameron in that debate.
Like, did you used to watch WWF wrestling? It's a lot like that.
Well, you know,
the trash talk.
You know, Donald Trump has literally done that as well. He loves WWF, so you can really see why that whole thing appeals to him.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So you both watched it. What were the main facts that you gleaned from the hour and a half of TV?
So there were some key ones that really stood out for me. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I really don't think he has a plan.
Fact number one, Trump doesn't know what he's doing.
And he's dressing that up in, oh, the plan is secret. I can't tell you the plan because the first rule of the plan is you don't speak about the plan. But the reality is there isn't one. He does not know what he's doing. And he's kind of hiding behind the advice of lawyers and what he's been advised not to say and not to do and why he's going to focus on X, Y, Z and why he's going to focus on the wealthy people because they're going to bring jobs in and he kind of thinks that'll get us there, that'll get America there quicker. But the reality is, it just feels like him and his 10 mates have sort of got out of hand at a dinner party. And now he could be in the White House.
Shit-faced drinking whiskey after dinner game. I could fucking do that.
We
just need the five of us guys in a room and a plan. So, James, what did you get
I think never has the name of this section been more ironic because I Hillary aside, I didn't really feel like Donald gave us any facts.
Hillary, to be fair, brought the fact checker that, well, we've just discussed just before this podcast. None of us have gone to look at the fact. Hillary's done our job for us.
But the fact that she's even set one up is step one.
Oh, yeah. It's indicative of also who she's up against. She's just needs someone to go, no, that's a lie.
But it's not even just him getting things wrong, like general knowledge things that, you know, you'd expect the president to know. He's getting stuff he's said wrong. That's more of a concern, that he's saying, I didn't say this, and they're going, we've literally got a video of you saying it.
And also denying stuff that 100% happened.
Like,
this happened when you were in charge of the Miss Universe pageant. No, that wasn't...
Or like climate change is another thing that he doesn't think is real.
One of the bigger, I guess, controversies to come out of the debate was whether Trump did or did not support the Iraq war. I think everyone in the room was pretty convinced he supported the Iraq war, and Trump was having none of it.
So I watched the video.
Yeah.
And
is he very
pro? He's not like gushing, but like tentatively, he definitely says, yeah, he's definitely agreeing with the invasion.
He is agreeing with the invasion, but he then also states that Hillary's been supporting and giving her plans away to ISIS for 20 years.
Mm.
So I do think that he can't be held up as someone who's got a clear grasp on the situation.
Or reality.
So,
yeah, I mean, this was one of my... I only wrote down three notes on the debate, one of which was, it was mainly quotes. You've been fighting ISIS for 30 years. That was Trump to Hillary. As far as I know, ISIS only formed a couple of years ago.
They're relatively new
kids on the block.
We had bigger fish to fry 20 years ago.
I think he thinks that like ISIS, Al-Qaeda,
they're all sort of
one big family and they're just...
And there's the other side is that Hillary, I'm pretty sure, was a lawyer 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because she was married to Bill Clinton, I don't think fully means that she was fighting ISIS. She's in her summer holidays on a tank going through the desert looking for trouble.
And in between cases,
Even when she was a senator, I mean, he's basically using the fact that she's got experience against her. He's saying, you guys should vote for me because I haven't been in politics the last 30 years. Normally, in most countries, and usually in the States, you'd go, no, that means you're not eligible to take part in this.
You're not eligible, but also it should, for any other normal person, it should give him an advantage, because she's had to state, for the whole time she's been in public office, or even in the public sphere, she's had to state what her policies were, state what she thought, state what her beliefs are. She's written a book where she outlines all of this, and yet he's still standing there going, well, like, how is this a surprise to you? You've got the upper hand here. You're the one who's been sat behind business doing whatever you do for
he's
the
been
last...
doing a lot of deals.
Well, but this is the trade element is the one area you would think that, and to be fair, I mean, not that I really want to give him any kind of credit, of all the things he perpetuated to know about, that was the one that...
What about business?
Yeah, that he kind of sounded like
he's done some business. He might have had some real world experience. As Hillary pointed out, his dad gave him a load of money to get started, he's not worked from the...
Which he then really got the people, I'm sure, on board by saying a small loan of 14 million.
Do you know about... There's all this stuff about the valuation of his business, and about 3 billion of it is based on valuing his brand, which he himself has admitted changes day to day based on his own opinions. It's like a mental way to value anything, let alone your entire business.
My other highlights for me were him being very obsessed with the quality of airports and referring to the US as a third world country.
I also got that.
Because the airports, oh goodness.
You fly into LaGuardia, LAX. He actually listed out the ones that were on his hit list.
What's that? Is that a wimpy? God, the country's falling apart.
I mean, having travelled through America, the airports are shocking. You do queue for hours and hours. I thought that's something to do with the infrastructure. That's their
paranoia.
Maybe
not paranoia, maybe it's justified, but as in their over-the-top security. That's why going to the US and travelling to the US is shit. It's not because they're lacking a place to buy handbags.
Although I do really, really hate the cowboy swing doors in American airport toilets. Well, they may as well not have a door because it's about 4 inches either side.
You still go to places that have saloons.
Yeah, where are you going to the toilet?
No, but don't you think that all American toilets are really low down?
It's true,
and then they've got kind of really wide set swing doors.
You're more likely to make eye contact with someone having a poo in a US in a US toilet than
I think
the
that was
UK one.
Trump's
I just
main
think
gripe.
That's off-putting.
And my third note that I make was that Trump saying that he definitely couldn't be racist because he once opened a nightclub that let black people and Muslims into it. well done him.
Where did you start with that?
It's in Palm Beach. He said one of the most luxurious communities or something in the world. So I'm sure it was all just black people and rich Muslims. And that was the sort of the precursor to them being let in. There's always prejudice.
There's an ulterior motive. He was trying to do a deal with someone, and he had to let them in to do the deal in the back room of the club or something.
The Muslim was probably Gaddafi that he let in.
But so, didn't Hillary also brought up the fact that he had been sued for not renting to black tenants? And his response was basically everyone was doing it. I mean, that was his
response to why he hadn't given up his tax returns as well. The time that he has previously had to submit them when he wanted a casino license, and he was found to have not been paying any tax then. So she's, that's everyone in my position, that's just me being smart.
Yeah, I think he lost a lot of points for that.
So do we, I mean, this feels like a silly question, who won the debate?
I'd be inclined to say Hillary. I think she controlled it better. Like, she'd obviously done her research. I think he had literally woken up, gone into hair and makeup for 4 hours, and then come out and just said whatever.
I mean, he barely opened his eyes for a lot of it.
His hair is mesmerising as well. Like, the way that the front bit blends just into his face, like it's sort of been faded in. There was also the sniff thing, wasn't there? He was sniffing every...
I didn't
know. Every 30 seconds.
I've read that, but it didn't kind of attract me while I was
I'd read it before watching, and then so became very aware. But do we actually think the debate is going to have any impact on the vote?
Oh, yeah. What I think they said up to 20% of people are still undecided, which has been one of the highest for years. And the problem is, from what I've read, that people are really disenfranchised with Hillary. Like, as bad as Trump is, people are not fans of hers.
Okay.
And she's had her fair share of scandals as well.
I think Trump's done a really good job as well. So the debate will tackle the undecided and potentially the people who are willing to kind of know more and educate themselves on what each side is kind of proposing. Whereas Trump has absolutely sewn up that kind of mass, we don't really care, but this all sounds quite good, and he's done a really good job on Twitter. And as much as that terrifies me, I think...
It's alarmingly similar to the Boris Farage appeal kind of person going, fuck it, I haven't enjoyed any of my life to date. What have I got to lose? Go for the clown. The clown, at least that'll be interesting, and I'm dead in 10 years anyway. That's probably how most people are voting. But one thing I read was that, this felt like reading an Onion article or a Daily Mash article, was that Trump doesn't want to take part in the next two debates because Hillary is going to be there, and he thought it was unfair that she was there because she was a distraction.
That can't be real.
That was on the New Yorker. So the New Yorker's like,
I feel like it's going to end up being, you know, when they get people into court and you can't see the accusee, so they put you behind a screen. We'll video conference Hillary in from behind.
Yeah, we've had to put a lampshade over Hillary's head so that Donald doesn't notice her.
But I think this feeds into the theory that I read that I was telling you about, that he wants to lose.
Yeah.
So it's this article by this guy who writes...
It doesn't matter. People can read it. Just Google it.
But basically that he doesn't actually want to win. Like, he loves attention. And what way to get more attention than to run for the President of the United States?
I think he can't believe his luck that it's gone this far.
Well, he's been trying to tank it. He's been saying all the offensive things. You know, he's hit every minority he could possibly offend in some way. And people are just, they're loving it.
He's even gone as far as to say that he would go out with his own daughter. And people are still like, woo, woo, woo.
It's the stuff of movies, really. So he's, the more ludicrous things are that he says, the more the people get behind him. Going, yeah, I've always been thinking that. I've always wanted to say that awful thing about women.
Yeah, I've always fancied my own daughter.
Yeah, finally, about time. So... He definitely could. He could win it.
But does he, like? I think if he won it, he would make up some bullshit excuse and just go, "Oh, I've actually just been told that I need to go to space to fight the aliens or something."
It could end up resolving very much like a WWE match where he becomes ineligible. He makes himself ineligible. He throws in the towel. He goes, "Do you know what? I've decided. I actually want to go beat." Ban Ki-moon's quitting the UN. I want to go have his job. Head up. Do you know what? We'd be much safer with Trump heading up the UN because the UN can't get anything done. So
that's true.
Maybe we cut a deal. I'll give him a call. I'll say, Trump,
give him a call.
Donald,
say, are you willing to give up the White House if we get you a really nice spot in the UN?
Banky's out. Banky's got
loads more travel.
Lots of travel. You can start, jet setting around the world. But also, no one's expecting much from you.
Oh, the bar is low.
The bar is low. What, Kofi Annan and Ban Ki-moon didn't get anything done?
I
tweeting statements.
Next week on The Facts.
What has the UN achieved?
Next week on The
Nothing.
Facts. Do we need the
it's
UN?
It's the League of Nations all over again.
So the next one's in a couple of weeks, the next debate.
Yeah.
We'll see if either candidate turns up. Donald might turn up, but only if Hillary doesn't, so...
They'll have
to have
separate debates.
I'm sure we will have a This Might Be the News US election special nearer the time, which the four people listening can look forward to. For the time being, those were the facts. Thank you, James and Lauren.
Task Force!
Okay, so the next feature is Task Force, where I invite my two friends... What I tried to say there, to join me in fixing a situation. This week's situation, I don't know a lot about it, is Sam Allardyce. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
The England football manager, former England football manager, and the whole what he did and basically how do we replace him, or do we need an England manager? Those kind of questions I'm going to be asking you. But first, James, maybe just give us a run through of what happened.
So there was a telegraph. Would we call it a sting? Is it a sting?
Yeah, undercover. Felt like a sting. Yeah, it's a sting.
So they basically posed as I think like a Far East firm, and they had a meeting with him and various other people in football, where they I feel like it's entrapment, but they basically.
But it is entrapment because they went through kind of senior agents who are friends of Sam.
Yeah.
And so they kind of they went around it through all the proper channels. So by the time it got to Sam.
He thought first name terms with him.
Me and Big Sam.
You and Big Sam.
Yeah.
Fine. I think that's fair because he said he'd done it as a favour to a friend.
Yeah.
He's also come out since saying that he was showing off. And it was just like he got sort of.
Oh, you surprised me!
I got carried away.
I got carried away. Exactly. You
I just became the manager.
Billy Big Bollocks. Feed him a load of beers, and then suddenly, yeah.
I mean, are you familiar with what Big Sam looks like?
Yeah,
because that's very much how I imagine a night out with him to go.
It looked like I've seen a few photos because like it's come out that there's Harry Redknapp's involved, and
again, someone just from looking at him,
and all the photos looked like they were taken in curry houses.
Curry houses at 5 a.m. Yeah.
If there's a Wheeler Dealer element, you know Harry Redknapp's going to be involved.
He must have read that. When was it? Last weekend, like Sunday, wasn't it? Sunday night and Monday morning again. Fuck.
Yeah. Time to leave the country.
This sting sounds a lot like every day for me. Every conversation I have. So.
Well, Sam has gone and holed himself up in Alicante with a bodyguard / driver.
He's done pretty well out of it, though. I heard he got a 7-figure payoff. Because it was a 3 million contract.
3 million plus bonuses.
Whatever they are. So
he got stung by the Telegraph for trying to talk about how to get around FA transfer.
Yeah, so there's something called third party ownership, where basically private companies can own players.
Yeah.
And it makes it really confusing when clubs are trying to do transfers.
Because what part of the transfer deal are they actually going to take, or versus what's going to the player?
And they like own the players. It's all really weird. But the FIFA and the FA have both subsequently said it's not okay, we're not doing it anymore.
And I mean, it's been banned since 2008. Mm. It's not like, oh, this came in last year and we're still getting our heads around it.
It's also like he's had one game, so it's early enough for them to be able to just wash their hands, go, do you know what? Like, we've had the last lot have been bad enough, but at least they won some games. Did he win his one game?
He's got 100% record.
His game, but also in the process of the sting, he also slagged off everybody else on the existing staff. So he slagged off Roy and called him Roy.
Yeah, he made fun of his speech impediment.
Yeah, they made fun of him. And then said he didn't have the face or like the conviction to lead a team. The face for public speaking.
He didn't have a nose to lead an army.
And then he slagged off Gary Neville as the assistant.
I think most people would accept that. No one likes Gary Neville.
No, well, that's not the point. The point is you don't necessarily slag them off.
This is true.
To your future investors.
Yeah, like word gets around. Surely. Yeah. So, I mean, he sounds pretty awful. Do we have any idea who's going to replace him?
So, short term, I think Gareth Southgate, he's the England under-21 manager.
Wait a minute, I remember.
He very famously missed a penalty in Euro 96.
I think that's like the only thing in football that I remember.
We've got another winner.
That and Beckham doing something.
I heard they were tapping up Arsene Wenger.
So, Wenger's got a year left on his Arsenal contract. Okay. But he's a very principled, well, as principled a man as you can be in football.
Yeah.
The long-term goal, I think, is someone like him.
He'd bring a bit of gravitas back to the position because we've had a bit of a run of...
So we had Roy.
There's been some dregs.
Who was before Roy?
Who was before Roy? It was... So we had Capello and then we had... Yeah, I think Capello was before Roy. Because Roy came in 2012.
Capello, who at the end of his tenure could still not speak a word of English.
Yes.
So you can only imagine how good he was kind of building up there... Building up morale.
It would be a bit like that ski instructor that I had who couldn't speak any English and he just shouted, turn at me for 3 hours. Oh, turn and wait. I didn't know if it was weight with an AI or an EIGH, so we didn't make.
Did you make a lot of progress?
None at all. That was a lost morning. And I imagine football training with Capello was probably something similar. He was probably,
yeah, and I think that showed
kick,
in the results.
Throw. Can't throw.
Barely any throwing football.
Minimal throwing.
That's me.
Only one person really can throw.
That's me ruled out of the manager.
Because your strength is in throwing, not kicking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about the arms with me. So Arsene Wenger's being lined up.
I just think that, as Tiffin says, people trust him. He's serious. He takes it seriously. He plays by the rules. That's what we need to step in at this point, where the Telegraph sting isn't over yet. So the top line that everyone's gone wild for is obviously Big Sam.
Big Sam.
But there's supposedly a whole host of stuff to come out over the next couple of
It's going to be anyone who's British and a manager, isn't it?
I think there's five Premiership managers are involved.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, the QPR. He's a Championship manager. I've heard his name mentioned.
Okay. Well, we've already brought out Harry.
Harry's been an assistant of Barnsley, which is obviously the big one.
Yeah.
The big fish.
Does anyone else feel, maybe this is just me, and I know, Lauren, you work in the newspaper game, but I kind of feel like newspaper stings. I just feel like, I don't know, there's something a bit...
It's a dreadful
like
business.
I feel like the police, for like legitimate criminals... And kind of like, I get that you need to do that, but the newspaper things, I'm just like, can you just stop being such little cockroaches?
Agreed. I agree. If you went to the Telegraph office and put bugs in there, or you went undercover,
yeah,
you'd hear some dreadful things there. And I mean, never have I worked in an office where language is just appalling. So.
Yeah, we can't all just start stinging each other.
Horrible.
Did we not learn anything from Leveson as well? This isn't allowed. This is actually not allowed.
Well, I guess they must get their lawyers in before and go, is what we're doing legit? We're going to go for a curry with Big Sam. We're paying. We've got the mic on.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, ultimately, if he hadn't done anything wrong, there would have been no story. But, yeah, I don't know. Just it left a bit of a bad taste in the mouth for me.
So as someone who really doesn't like football, and I don't like the game because I'm not good at it, I hate the culture that it breeds, I hate the amount that we spend on football players, I hate what the football players go on to do, I hate that that's what our younger generation is aspiring to be like.
Yeah.
Why is it important that we spend so much money on an England manager? I think it's the best paid job in football, basically, isn't it? The England manager role. The world.
Well, there's, yeah.
Like, we pay, was it the most in this year's World Cup? Or last, when was the World Cup? 2 years ago?
I don't know, I'm not sure if it was the most.
Again, that wouldn't be so hard to swallow if we were actually good. But Olympics, the three games we had, we only had to, I can't remember exactly what it was, but didn't we only have to draw, and then we beat Wales, but we only...
Oh, you mean the Euros?
Sorry, the Euros. And then we won. And then Iceland, where we only needed a draw.
No, that was in the knockout stages at that point. But Iceland...
But we were still terrible, that's why...
Iceland have a population of like, well, I don't know, but significantly less than ours.
Yeah.
And
they have a population of some,
and all
whereas
of their
we
players
have a population
have,
of millions.
All of their players have actual real jobs, like the goalie was a dentist and stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, and they managed to beat us. so that £3 million is being well spent.
So there's so many reasons that annoys me yet, because on top of that, we're not even good. We haven't been good for ages. So do we need to bother having a decent manager?
So I've got a plan.
Okay, what's
the
plan?
Have you seen the film Castaway?
No, but I know the gist.
So you know the football with a face on Wilson?
Yeah.
I think we just make that the next England manager. And then in 2 years in Russia... where we have a really humiliating exit and people go, oh, how did this happen? We can just go, because the manager was a football with a face drawn on a marker pen. What did you expect? At least then, there's no shock. There's no surprise. Yeah. There's no disappointment.
Okay, fair play. At least you've got your books in order.
Get the expectation levels down.
You've lost less money this tournament.
I had a different plan.
Okay.
My plan was going to be, you know the Haribo adverts where they put the children in suits?
No, again, but it sounds great.
I mean, it's great. So they basically put small children in business suits in boardroom setups.
Yeah.
And I just think, knowing how bossy a little child can be, And you can't really say no to them because you just want for an easy life and you don't want them to cry. You don't want them to have a tantrum. You go, yep, okay, don't worry. We'll do more kicking. We'll do more practicing. I think that would work.
I would worry.
And they're all, they all, that's the sort of level of, they're probably on the same level, brain power wise. I mean, I'm sure someone like Rooney would relate.
He does certainly look
like he would. You're speechless because it's quite a good idea, isn't
it? My only concern would be whether or not a child has the tactical nous of...
Well, does a ball.
What do you mean? Sorry?
Oh. Your suggestion was we had a ball.
Yeah, but at least then...
So we can't then go...
But that's set up to fail. You know, we know that that's not going to work. And it's more so then we can say it was the ball.
Oh, but you can also say, but the manager was a baby.
But you know what the press are like? It'll just be like, idiot five-year-old ruins hopes of nation. Like, that kid is now going to be absolutely distraught. Yeah, they won't get any friends in school.
That kid will be ruined.
You know.
I mean...
But think of the film, if it managed to just...
Think of the film.
Well, I'm saying, think of like, it would be like Remember the Titans, and you could show at the beginning a montage of the 1966, and like have everything set at West Ham, where they've got the, you know, how it was all the West Ham players that actually won 1966, have them at the statue, and he's just swinging off it like a little boy. So then it fast forwards, and he's heading up the team. Yeah.
How old is this child?
Five-ish.
Five, okay, oh. Five is the worst, aren't they?
Five to seven?
Little shits running around.
Yeah.
I think I prefer it more like being like the sequel to Baby's Day Out. And
oh, wow. Okay.
It just being, I don't know, just...
I think it's the film that's been crying out for a sequel. We've all been wondering.
Baby's Day Out 2, The England Manager.
1966. That could be the title.
Oh dear. I mean, for me, as a non-football fan, I'd like to see David Beckham get back involved.
Oh, we'd all love to see David Beckham back involved.
Please.
Oh, have we all seen the documentary where he goes to South America and plays in the favela and none of them recognise him?
I've not known.
And then as they're playing, he just walks up to the beach and it's like, oh, can I play with you? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then as they're kind of watching him play, they're like,
he's all right.
It's Beckham! No, because you're obviously just like, oh, it's just some random man who's just got off a motorbike.
He looks exactly like David
But
Beckham.
Tell me, were the kids better at football by the end of the session? Cause
well, yeah, I think so.
There we go, he's got
Get
the job.
Get Beckham, that's it.
He's got the
you're
job.
But he's not going to take that job, though, because it's a poison chalice. Maybe. He is the golden boy of the nation right now. If he loses it...
It's true. Well, maybe as a compromise, we could just put a picture of David Beckham looking... sad on a ball
on the perfect
because
and then give that ball to a child
and have a child hold
have
it.
A child hold it and then every time like the England team are just dicking about on the training pitch they go oh there's a sad ball of David Beckham being held by a sad baby / child and
guilt them into playing well.
I should try harder.
It's good. It's kind of like one of those memes. It's like every time you eat bread, Ryan Gosling is sad. we could just have
every
that
time
like flashcards for the England team.
David Beckham sheds a tear. Well, that was Task Force. I feel I'm going to submit that idea to the FA. I can't remember who's in charge of the FA these days. I'll have to look in my little black
book. Sebco?
No. It was Greg. Was it Greg Dyke?
Let's not suggest it.
We'll just look that one up, but don't...
Sebco, what is Sebco?
He's
Olympics.
The Olympics. Ah.
He's something Olympian.
No, he's, International Athletics Committee. I don't know.
Well, we'd better get on to the next feature, actually. But thank you for Task Force. And next up, my favourite part of the week. It's the quiz.
It's my least favourite part.
Quiz?
So, the quiz. You're both familiar with the format. I ask five questions. The winner is the person who gets the most questions correct. Question number one. And you just say your name. You say your name. So, James, Lauren. What new book was available to buy at the Labour conference this week?
James, has Jeremy Corbyn just written an autobiography?
I'm going to give you a half point.
But on the outside, the Jeremy Corbyn story.
It's called Poems for Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, okay.
It's a poem book with 50 odes to the Labour leader, including Tell Me Lies About the Austerity Plan, which is to the tune of The Hokey Cokey. So, and this is a little lyric from it. Someone crept in and lit a candle in our hearts. that someone happened to be him.
That's quite sinister.
It's very sinister.
Okay, so half a point for James. Question number two. I think one of you will get this. Which university was ranked number one in the world this week?
Lauren. Leeds.
What? Leeds University was ranked number one in the world.
I just thought you said one of us would get it, as in it was one of our unis.
No, you said that with such confidence. James, like Harvard?
No, oh right, I really thought one of you would get this. It's Oxford.
Oh, okay. God, no. I thought you were just being like, oh, well, it wasn't Southampton, so it must have been Leeds.
What world are you...
That's the logic that went into that.
What world are you living in where Leeds and Southampton are in the running for best university in the world?
I'm pretty sure Leeds did win something quite similar. Yeah.
Definitely. In terms of value for money on vodka per
bottle. Value for money on rent for Leeds, I mean...
Okay, we're still on half a point to James. Question number three. According to Science that I read earlier this week,
good.
What does having a big head as a baby mean?
James? That like you'll be more intelligent?
Correct. Well done. I haven't looked into the details on that one. It might have been a sweeping statement.
I like that. According to Science.
I read.
That specific thing.
Okay. Which chocolate has been removed from Quality Street this week?
Oh, I know this, James! Oh!
Lauren! Big giant penny, the gold penny, the toffee penny.
Let me look.
Was it like a fudge one?
No, it's the one.
It's the toffee deluxe.
Yes! Ah!
Is that the toffee penny?
That's the it's the gold circle toffee one.
Okay, I'll give you a point for
promise.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was on the tip of my tongue.
She's right.
That's the one I want.
They've replaced it with a Christmas... They've replaced the Christmas favourite with a honeycomb crunch.
Ooh.
Based on the feedback that people were complaining that there are too many toffees in the Quality Street box.
Those people have got too much time on their hands.
You've really got...
Just stop buying them if you're that bothered.
So both of you are within a shot of winning this.
No, he's only got half.
He's got one and a half.
Oh.
Got the big head one.
The big head baby.
Oh, yeah.
Probably holding a ball.
Probably the next England manager.
To the tiebreaker. Which celebrity that got engaged this week plans to get Adele to sing at the wedding?
I feel like you've got a big advantage here.
I'll give you a clue. It's
James?
It's a man.
Oh, okay.
That's that over.
Who got engaged this week?
Somebody got engaged this week and he's floated the idea that he'd like to get Adele to sing at the wedding.
We have a clue.
Yeah.
He has a chat show.
James? No. He's already married.
Gonna have to pressure.
Alan Carr?
Correct.
Oh.
Come on.
The chatty man himself is getting engaged. Laurie's annoyed. She's like, he's not famous enough to be on my radar.
I can barely picture what he looks like.
he's got quite a distinctive look.
I mean, he's the glasses and the funny horse teeth, isn't he? Yeah.
I think that's how he'd want to be described.
Yeah, congratulations, Alan, from Laurie.
Best wishes.
Well, thank you both.
He's definitely listening.
Thank you both for joining me on This Might Be The News this week.
Thank you for having us.
It's been enlightening. And listeners, all four of you, we'll see you again next week.